Joe Jordan, narrator, Gary Fedorov, interviewer.
Now, help short memory, Joe Jordan. What were we talking about?
Short memory, Gary Fedorov, too. Measurements.
Propagation of error, we've gone through that.
Yeah. I would, since we were digressing while we were changing tapes here, I would like to go back on that DuPont and Savannah River story about the, unless you don't want to go into it.
It was just that DuPont would not give the government people specific information about anything.
Yeah.
They just wanted to run their own plant.
Yeah. And this is Savannah River, right?
Yes, that's Savannah River. I presume the same sort of thing was existing out here in the old days, but when DuPont was here, but we had no indication of it anyhow.
Yeah.
So. Let's see, and I know we were into the measurements, and I was talking about with Don and the statistical stuff.
You had talked about Bob going back to Washington.
Yeah, and giving a presentation back there. And we did, we put that was the original document that put everything together on the different measurements. Now, I don't know how much of an impression some of this was making at different places, but at the time that Atlantic Richfield was out here, Atlantic Richfield was asked to provide a member to standards. Oh shoot!
Bureau of standards, or
no? What do you call it? Like American
ANSI.
ANSI, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And they says we don't have anybody in that particular business or something, and so they came out here, and I became the representative. Atlantic Richfield representative in some, can't remember what subsection of whatever it was now. And so we would get some proposed thing to review and send back comments on it. They send out a little form, you send back comments on it. And so we got one that came up, and it kind of dwelt with this uncertainties and propagation of errors and stuff like that. But anyhow, in my answer to it, I says no, that I would not agree to, as a representative in it, I would not agree to what it was they proposing, that what I would accept was, and pretty much just put down. What I found out later was that John Jake wrote a book about it.
Oh.
I didn't know it at the time, you know, but this was just part of the thing. It had been from Shepherd over to Wirfs, to Door, and filtered through, and to my understanding, and going back, and anyhow, this is what I would accept. And I never did hear anything back on it, and I don't know if you know this, but Wirfs, in the meantime, had gone back to Washington with the, not with the DOE, but with regulatory. And so he was over with him. I would stay in touch with him. He'd call me and ask me about stuff, and I'd ask him about stuff. Got to know several of the people in his group. And if you work at this stuff long enough and have enough people moving in and out, you know, I would get calls from somebody in regulatory asking me, what would you think of something like this? It was somebody I knew, and they would just ask him because they knew we'd work with him. And Wirfs would say, what would you think? As a thing, if so and so. And I get called, people at former operations, I remember went into regulatory over in New Jersey, region so and so, calling me and asking me this stuff.
And excuse me for interrupting. Would you be more comfortable if you took a break for a while, since you've been talking for over an hour? Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I thought nothing of it, and so I wouldn't mind saying anything to any of them. One call would come from New Jersey, another would be from Washington, and it didn't matter because just talking what would happen. How about, what could you do if you took a sample of nitrate out of each bottle, you know, could you do so and so and so and so? So it worked out all right. So I had said something to Werfs about that I had answered this thing on this ANSI standard and said, I guess nobody thought anything about it. I've never heard it. He said, oh, ho, ho. He says, there was a big meeting back here 2 weeks ago. And said they had all these different people in, and says, somebody, and he may have told me at the time, was pushing this thing that they had suggested. And so, oh, he said there was a god-awful argument and fight, one supporting what you had said, there was another one supporting this over here. And so it went on and on and on. I said, well, good. Now, what did he end up with? In other words, yeah. What should we be looking for to going forward? He said he ended up doing both. So, in the meantime, when I found out this was Jake's book, I called him and said, told him who I was and what it was and everything else, and told him that I had answered this. I had told, this was the answer that I'd given, and I would just like to know, could he tell me what was wrong or something? He kind of laughed, said, no, said, I think that's a good answer. So anyhow, you run into all these things that you're not really expecting them, like finding out about that criticality alarm from the guy visiting here, you know, this sort of thing. So anyhow, now let me see. The accounting end of this business is pretty straightforward and everything, and George Kuklinski, and I know you knew George, says that this was a system that was developed back in camel caravan days. He said he'd go from the warehouse and the camel train going out and do it. And Kent Hall's had a different thing to it. It was the Gazinto system. It comes out of here and it goes into here. And so we being technical, had a little different approach from Kuklinski had. But Juanita, at one time now, you see, they had a, when it was in financial, the accounting group had a professional accountant, and he was there. He had an assistant that was a professional accountant, and he had Juanita working on him with kind of over the group and whatnot. So it was a much more structured and sort of thing. As we broke it down and was able to get the measurements people working right in with them, the accounting group would get the papers, so would do the monthly reports, the monthly balances and all the rest of this stuff. They would get them for shipping stuff. They'd get the exact amounts in their shipping. Could take it right over next door, and the measurements people could then calculate the uncertainties for them and everything else. You didn't need all this stuff. You really didn't, because it was all one function. Mm-hmm. It was just the two branches, and they worked out real good. And I don't know. I think it was working well. A lot of people never did understand something. I know when what's his name? White was out here, took over the group.
Ex-military.
Yeah, Navy man. Uh-huh. Yeah. He was digging into something there one day, and he had asked a member of, I think it may have been the one of the other groups, to come over and kind of take a look at the system, our system or something like that. And he spent months in and out of there. I didn't know it. I didn't know what he was doing, but he was. I'd see him around, and it turned out that his biggest recommendation back to White was that original DOOR document should be updated. I said, God, this was a document developed just to show the government what we were doing out here, you know, and it's updated all the time. I mean, it's just not issued as a single document. It's, you get the new measurements and information, you get the new uncertainties and new standards and all the rest of this stuff. So it makes you feel that although you had a good, theoretically going system, you know, that here's a guy with this much familiarity with your thing, can't recognize what we're telling him it was done and would done. So there's a lot of educational stuff to be left in there, I know. Then I left, so I don't know. Now, how much have I blurred up stuff for you?
Well, that's fine. the West End, the University of Chicago, you mentioned that several times.
West Stands.
What?
The West Stands. It's a football field.
Oh, the West
field.
Stands.
Yeah, it's a football field. Football
okay.
field. It was under the west end of the football stadium.
I see. Okay. You mean, I thought you were saying West End, and I couldn't quite make that out.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember when I was in your group early on as a technician,
uh-huh.
and I would come up with a, you'd be in a hurry for a document, and you say, okay, just give me a draft. It wasn't going anywhere, and the next thing I know it, it ended up in Washington.
Yeah, well,
a couple of times that happened.
Yeah, well, you educate as you go, you know, and so sometimes you don't know what they can absorb either.
Yeah.
And so you try to provide them with what can actually be done.
Yeah.
It still boggles my mind at the things we don't know about plutonium oxide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get it, we talk about using it for a standard. You oxidized it, you dried it, at what temperature, how did you maintain it, and all that. A lot of that stuff we still didn't know, you know?
Yeah.
And so it as I say, it really upsets you that so much either misinformation or lack of information was floating around all the time.
Yeah, strangely enough, most of our oxide, you know, stuff in cans of oxide metal scrap and so mm-hmm. on now is measured by non-destructive assay. And at least when I was out there, they went through a program to take all of the, I think it was all of the oxide and possibly some of the metal, but all of the scrap, and heat it to about 900 degrees and encase it in some really fancy stuff that was going to be shipped to Savannah River. Of course, there's a lot of static and it's still sitting out there in the vaults, but this material is now all measured. They don't do wet analysis. It's all done by NDA.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's really fantastic what they can do nowadays. Very little wet analysis of plutonium.
Good. Yeah. Good. Really, I mean, you know, the greatest. Did you ever know this Cecil Smith? I think his name mm-hmm. is. Okay. You
know, I didn't know.
Well, he did some of the first measurements of hoods and stuff like that out there. You know, when they were taking them out.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Cecil Kendall.
Cecil Kendall. Okay. He had the greatest line I ever heard in my life. I mean this. They had this meeting over in Seattle. It was a government meeting. And everybody presented papers. And he had one there on his NDA stuff. And they knew it was technical and everything, so it was the last day, the last afternoon of the last day, and it was just what a fine thing. And so I was a little bit surprised, but I think somehow the reputation of the place had spread a little. Because, you know, the number of attendees at a meeting waxes and wanes,
yeah.
you know. And so then we'd going in and out. Cecil had stayed there doing all of it. But in the last day, in the last afternoon, I noticed a lot of people kind of drifting back in before his paper.
That's good.
So when he got up to give his paper, he was showing different slides and talking about his system of measuring this and that and the other. And he showed a picture on slide of the inside of a hood. And this was a hood that they were going to bury.
Yeah,
and they had, his readings were so high that they had to dismantle some of the places, get over behind the hood. And so there was a pile of powder sitting out there just like that. And he says that he wanted to show them this pile of powder. He says, this is what I've been hearing about for 3 days now. You call it BPID? And that was when that was a common term for it, you know. Said, this is this muffin I've been hearing about for 3 days.
Yeah.
And he got the attention, but, you know, and even that, even after they did that, though, if they could get a hood out of there without holding it back for him to measure it, if they could get it out and wear it,
they would.
They'd do it, yeah.
I know Cecil said he wished that the first hoods they took out were some of them on the far end where there wasn't much hold up in them.
Yeah.
And he says he wished, when I talked to him later, he wished that he had had spent less time on those hoods, because that was his learning curve there on those hoods. He wished that he'd spent less time on those hoods and some more time on the big hoods, or not the big hoods, but the hoods that had more material,
material
in them,
yeah.
Because they could have done a better job.
Oh yeah, it was, but as I say, unless he could had a separate facility to move them into,
yeah,
and keep operations out of it entirely, or technical groups anywhere, mm-hmm. He'd never been able to have done a bang-up job on it.
Yeah.
Because I know his background and all that stuff was just fantastic. It's just...
I never knew what his background was. I know that I went over and sort of followed along with what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, Bob was assigning me to do stuff like that. The statistics has become a lot more sophisticated since you were out there.
Oh, I'm sure.
They go into a lot more detail on analysis on the measurements. Of course, now they're concerned with NDA measurements, and there's a little bit different approach sometimes. Mm-hmm. But even the IAEA is going over to calorimetry in some cases. They've adapted. They went into it and then they backed off, and I'm not sure if they went back into it, but they had calorimeters identified out there that they would use. And these are, calorimeters have computer programs with them that actually come out with, I don't know whether it comes out with watts or grams at the end, but
that's fantastic.
It's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Then they, of course, they use a multi-channel analyzers. I think they're 4,000 channel instead of the old 400s that you and I used to know. To get the isotopics, 242 is still a problem, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure either. They're doing things that never crossed our minds.
Yeah,
just never.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
Yeah.
They use a gamma energy analysis now for PU nitrate. Put a solution of PU nitrate in a counter and actually count that instead of using chem assay at times. They've got it that good.
Yeah, wonderful. It's wonderful. That's great, really, thinking about that stuff. Just
now, I was fully retired as of last year, so I better turn this thing off. I think we're pretty much done.
All right. Well,
I was just trying to fill you in on some of the stuff that you I thought you might be interested.